agenda, so we are going to do our old business first. Mr. Mears, there are some items on the old business that you were not able to physically be here. Have you had the opportunity to listen to the tapes?
Yes.
And do you feel qualified to vote?
I do, and also make a motion.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, our first item is subdivision 2022-18, Will King Station.
Mr. Chairman, before we begin on that, Mr. Sharp's going to sit in for me.
Okay, very good. Welcome, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Commissioners.
Indeed, indeed. What a great name for an attorney, Mr. Sharp. Okay.
It's more than a name, it's a way of life.
Touche. All right, Will King Station.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve that. I move that we recommend approval of subdivision 2022-18 for Will King Station LLC based on the record made during the public hearing and the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision on land zoned AR1 located within the coastal area and low-density area of 2019 comprehensive plan and standard subdivision within GR zone district. The cluster lot are proposed to have a minimum area of 7,500 square feet per lot, and the lots in the subdivision will have a minimum area of 10,000 square feet per lot. As stated by the applicant, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 58 lots on 29.10 acres. This is within the permitted density of that site. The location is split between the coastal area and low density area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in the areas according to the plan. The proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and zoning. The proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway entrances and requirements. There will be a minimum 30-foot landscape perimeter buffer around the entire site. The proposed subdivision contains approximately 13 of open space with respects or represents about 44% of the entire site. There are no regulated wetlands on this site. 8, the project will be served by central water and sewer. 9, the subdivision is based on and designed that is superior to standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space, tree preservation, and buffering that would not be achieved within standard subdivision. 10, it is evident that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25 of the zoning code by seeking to identify and preserve environmental sensitivity in the area and located the roads and lots last. The subdivision meets the proposed and zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the community. 12. This primary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 50 lots within the subdivision. B. The final site plan shall confirm that approximately 44% of the site remains as open space. C. The developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D. The stormwater management system shall meet and exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex County or Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. E. There shall be a vegetated and forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision adjacent to the lands of the ownership. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. If any existing trees or similar vegetation dies or is removed for the buffer area for any reason, the trees and the vegetations will be replanted to meet the standards of Section 99-5 of the Subdivision Code. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area. It's along the edge. All and final site plan shall identify limit of disturbance. To prevent disturbance of all buffer areas, the applicant shall install signs measuring at least 8 inches by 10 inches at the interior edge of the vegetated or forested buffer every 300 feet as measured linearly along the edge of those areas. The sign shall make it clear that these areas are not to be disturbed, mowed, or sprayed. The Homeowners Association shall be responsible for maintaining and repairing or replacing the signs as necessary. The design and the location of the signs shall be known on the final site plan. As pro-offered by the applicant, the development shall preserve approximately 7.8 acres of existing forested area. The final site plan shall depict all forest areas that are preserved. The development shall comply with all dealt-out entrances, roadways, improvements, and requirements of this period of time. Sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of the internal streets with a connection to the Del-Dot multimodal path. And the trails networking plan for the community, a system of downward screened street lighting shall also be provided. Amenities including a walkway, playground, and recreation area shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on and before the issuance of the 29th residential building permit. The final site plan should contain details as to the size and location of the amenities. There shall be no walking trails along LaJoy Shores Drive. J, the subdivision shall be served by Central Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. K, the subdivision shall be served by publicly regulated air, central water, providing drinking water and fire protection. Sorry, but I got a cold. Interior streets design shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design standards. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of Sussex County Geographical Information Office. N, there shall be no internal street, road, or vehicular access connecting the subdivision to LaJoy Shores. O, a post-rail fence shall be installed adjacent to the boundary lines with a tax map parcel number of 234-6.00-59.01 and 59.18. The fence shall be maintained by the Homeowners Association. P, the construction site and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and between the hours of 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall be no construction site or deliveries on Sunday. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be promptly displayed at the site at the entrance during the construction. Q, an applicant shall coordinate with a local school district regarding the location of the school bus stops within the subdivision if required by the school district. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. R, the final site plan and the declaration of restrictions shall state the agricultural activities existing nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. In addition, there shall be a notice including in this document stating that the nearby lands may be actively hunted and that anyone taking title to a property within the subdivision acknowledges that these activities occur nearby. S, the final site plan shall include a landscape depicting all landscaping to provide a preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. Landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site plan. In addition, as pro-offered by the applicant, there shall be a conservation easement recorded with a final site plan for the undisturbed forest and open space areas. T, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for the additional lots or individual lots until a individual lot grading plan has been supplied to approved by Sussex County. No certification of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department demonstrating general conformity within the individual site grading plan. U. A revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the planning or Office of Planning and Zoning. V. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-18, Will King Station, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Butler, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Collins?
Aye.
Wingate?
I vote no. I'm not satisfied that the Will King Road can handle without the developed improvements being in place.
All right, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-1. Thank you.